So let's review. The Gemara in the previous Dav cited a Braisa in which there is the following machlokes. Tan Rabban Harugi Malchus Nechsehen Lamelech. Those who are executed by a Jewish king, their assets belong to the king. Harugi Bezdin Nechsehen Liyershin. While those who are executed by Bezdin, their assets belong to their heirs. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Af Harugi Malchus Nechsehen Liyershin. Even those who are executed by their king, their assets belong to their heirs. The Gemara attempts to bring proof from the incident of Yoiv ben Tzeruya, who attempted to escape the prosecution of Shlema Melech. The pasuk states, "Vayonis Yoiv Eloyla Hashem Yichazik Bekarnas HaMizbeach." Yoiv ran into the base of Migdash and held on to the Mizbeach. "Uksiv Yoiv Eloy Ki Poi Omos." And Yoiv said to Bnei Yahu, "I would rather die here than to be executed by the king." Now, according to the opinion of Harugi Malchus Nechsein LaMelech, we understand why Yoiv said Poi Omos, because he wanted to prevent his estate from going to the king. However, according to the opinion of Harugi Malchus Nechsein Liyarshin, why did Yoiv say Payamas? His estate would go to his heirs even if he was executed by the king. And the Gemara answers that Yoiv said Payamas because Nafgele Mina Lechayesha, he wanted to gain time. The Gemara now elaborates on the incident of Yoiv. The pasuk states, Vayashab bin Yoetz HaMelech Davar Lamer, Koydi Ber Yoiv Kayaneni. As the Gemara explains, Yoiv told bin Yoiv to tell Shlema Melech the following. Tarti leitavid b'hai gavr. I cannot be punished with both death and the curses that David HaMelech imposed on me. Therefore, Yoiv said, Ikatlis leikabal letusei delat yaoch. If you kill me, then you, Shlema, must accept the curses of David. V'ila ishavke deleka b'lotutei delat yaoch. If you do not kill me, then I will suffer the curses of David. V'yemele HaMelech ase kasha diber upogabo ukavartai. Shlema Melech insisted that Yoiv be put to death, and therefore, koklola shekil David as Yoiv, niskaimu bezari shal David. All the curses that David HaMelech imposed upon Yoiv came upon David's descendants. The Gemara proceeds with the trial of Yoiv ben Tzeruya. Asuli Yoiv Dayone. Yoiv was brought before the Sanhedrin to be judged. First, Bnei Yahu, who was the Reish Bezdin, asked Yoiv, "My tamakatalte l'Avner, why did you kill Avner ben Ner?" For which Yoiv defended himself and said, "Goyel Adam de Asoil Havoy, I did so to avenge the death of Asoil whom Avner killed." And Bnei Yahu continued, Asol roidev hava. Asol attempted to kill Avner, and so Avner was permitted to kill Asol, and you, Yoiv, had no right to kill Avner. Upon which Yoiv answered, Avner could have saved himself by injuring Asol, and therefore he was forbidden to kill Asol. And Bnei Yahu accepted Yoiv's defense and said, Potter atolov, you are exempt for Avner's death. Bnei Yahu then asked Yoiv, my time katalti l'amasa, why did you kill Amasa? For Yoiv defended himself and said, Amasa moed b'malchus hava. I killed Amasa because he defied David HaMelech by not fulfilling David's instructions to kill Sheva ben Bichri and his men. And the Murid ben Malchus is liable to death, as the pasuk states, Kol Isha Sheyimras Picha Yumas. The Gemara explains, however, that Amasa was not a Murid ben Malchus because Ashkechinu Deftiach Luhu ben Mesechta. When Amasa arrived, he found Sheva ben Bichri learning Torah, and one may not stop something from learning even upon the king's command, because the above pasuk concludes with Rak Chazak Ve'amatz. The word rak excludes and teaches one may not stop someone from learning even upon the king's command. Because the above pasuk concludes with rak chazak v'amatz, the word rak excludes and teaches she'im bo ha-melech levatal divrei Torah in she'emelei. If a king gives instructions to disturb one from learning Torah, his instructions are to be disregarded. As Tosfos explained, however, Yoiv was not liable for Amasa's death because since he thought that Amasa was a marid b'malchus, he was considered a shaygig. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, Elahu gavar marid b'malchus hava. Yoiv was sentenced to death because he himself rebelled against David HaMelech. As the pasuk relates, Vashmur bo ad Yoiv ki Yoiv nota achri Adonayo. Yoiv sided with David's son Adonayo when he revolted against his father. The Gemara concludes this discussion with the following pasuk, Be'ikavir b'veisei b'midbar. After Yoiv was executed, he was buried in his house in the desert. And the Gemara asks, Atu b'veisei midbar ho? Yoiv's house was not in the desert. And Rabbi Yehuda Merav explains, basically, Kimidbar, his house was compared to a desert. Ma midbar mufkur lakoil, af beisei shel Yoiv mufkur lakoil. Just like a desert is open to all, so too Yoiv's home is open to all the poor. And ma midbar menukah megezel barayis, af beisei shel Yoiv menukah megezel barayis. Just like a desert is pure from thievery and adultery, so too Yoiv's home is pure from these sins. Hadim lach nigmar adim Reb Baruch Hashem completed the 6th parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, and will now begin the 7th parak, Arba Mises Be'ezras Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, Arba Mises Nimsru LeBezdin. Bezdin was given 4 methods to execute a person. And according to the Tanakhama, the order is as follows. Skila, Sreifa, Herig, Vechenek. The most severe is Skila, stoning. Then Sreifa, burning. Then Herig, beheading with a sword. And the least severe is Chenek, choking. Pshima disagrees and says that the order is as follows. Sreifa, skila, chenek, v'herik. The most severe is sreifa, then skila, then chenek, and the least severe is herik. Mishnah concludes Zu mitzvahs on the skull, and the previous parak elaborate on the process of skila, and our parak will later discuss the process of the other three mitzvahs. Amrav Schayr, Amrav Huna, kol makom shashana chacham derech minyan ein muktem u'mo'ocher. In most Mishnayos where the Chacham lists several items, they're not necessarily in that order, such as regarding mitzvahs chalitza. The Mishnah lists all the parts of the process of chalitza, but it's not mandatory, as the Mishnah teaches, bein shehiktim chalitza l'rikika, l'rikika l'chalitza, masha asa asai. Even the order was reversed, the chalitza is effective. And also regarding kohen gadol, mishamish b'shmei nekelim, behegid b'arba. The Mishnah lists the eight garments worn by the kohen gadol, and the four garments worn by the kohen hedrit during the avodah. Hedyet b'ksaynus b'chnesayim b'misnefes v'avnit, meisav alein kohen gadol cheshen me'ifer d'me'il b'tzitz. And this is not in sequential order, because shalayei davar kaidim l'mechnesayim. The mechnesayim, the pants, must be put on first, even though they are listed second, because the pasuk states, u'mechnesay vad yu al basarin. However, the kesaynus was listed first in the pasuk, and in the Mishnah, because the mechasi kula gufi, since it covers the entire body, it's more chashav. The Gemara proceeds with several exceptions in Mishnayis in which yesh muktem u'mu'ocher. The items were listed in a specific order. Rav Schari mentions only one exception, chutz mishiva samanim. The Mishnah Masechtas Nidah lists seven cleaning agents which must each be used separately and in the order prescribed to wash a garment that has a red stain. And if they successfully remove this stain, this determines that the stain was indeed dam nida. And the Mishnah concludes, Havirin shalei kesidron, oy shavirin shivasin ke'echad lo'asav l'klum. If the seven agents were used in a different order, or they were all used at once, this does not determine anything, and even if the stain was not removed, it might still be dam nida. Rav Papa Saba Mishmei Derav adds, af arba mises. The four mises listed in our Mishnah are in a specific order, from most to least severe, as we see from the Machlekes Reb Shimon v'Chacham. Rav Scher, however, did not mention this, because b'plukta l'kamayri, he did not include Mishnayos that are in Machlekes. Rav Papa adds, Av Seder Yuma. The Mishnayos Masechtas Yuma list all the processes of Avodas Yom Kippurim, and the Mishnah there concludes, Im hiktim maisi l'chaver lo'osam l'klum. The order is mandatory, and if a later Avodah was performed before an earlier Avodah, it is invalid and must be repeated. Rav Scher, however, did not mention this, because Hahu Chumro b'yalma. The Seder is ma'akib only because Yom Kippur is stringent, but one Avodah is not more significant than another Avodah. However, in the case of Arba Mises, each one is more stringent than the next one, and in the case of Shiva Samanim, they are only effective in that particular order. Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua adds, Av Seder Tamid. The Mishnayos Masechtas Tamid lists all the processes in the Karban Tamid and concludes, Zehu Seder Tamid, the Karban Tamid must be performed in this order. Rav Papa, however, did not mention this, because Hahu L'mitzvah B'alma, the order is only a mitzvah, but it is not mandatory.